Visit our website at BostonBastardBrigade.com for recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the B3 crew.
Become friends with us on MySpace at MySpace.com/BostonBastardBrigade, as well as on Facebook. You can even find our Twitter accounts on our official homepage.
And don't forget to check out our friends at the Electric Sisterhood at ESH.MOBI for another side of news and review, including their own glorious podcast show.
When the sisters are away, the bastards will play. It's time for the Boston Bastard Brigade.
Episode 73, two bullets in the head and a metal plate.
Bastards and wenches, please rise for the Boston National Anthem.
For Boston, for Boston.
Bastards and wenches, you may be seated, and welcome to another episode of the Boston Bastard Brigade. I am King Baby Duck.
I'm Blue Onyx.
I'm Anvil.
And we took a little bit of a breather last week. We really
get ready for the fucking holidays. That's all I had to say.
Pretty much. Well, that, and we didn't really have much of a break since we started doing this podcast show, because we had been going at it since
nonstop.
Yeah, nonstop.
I mean, even the fact that you've gone to events like Animate Boston, where we didn't go, we still held the backside of it and did our own show. So it's like, you know, yeah, we still kept going.
Or,
yeah,
you know, even when you two went off to, you know, PAX East, you know, me and Nenya jumped, you know, onto an episode. So
that was scary. No,
actually, I think it's scary how well we worked together.
It kind of was.
With all that grab-assing and bullshit.
Yeah. When me and her got
sweet,
together.
Sweet cuddling love.
We made the Bruins stronger.
I don't think she's going to appreciate that.
What?
What? I was joking.
I know.
Oh, you're talking about him. I thought you were talking about me.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, when we got together, we made the Bruins stronger. She don't give a fuck.
If she sees me later, she'll punch me in the face. Whatever. Doesn't matter. She wins either way. That was funny!
That wasn't funny!
It's like a boom, 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 boom. That wasn't funny.
Yeah, well, I could, you know,
whatever. Hey, Duck, that's not funny.
I'd be like, you know what? Why don't you throw a punch like Lucha? Oh, that would be her.
And then we're like, wow, I'm glad you're not Sean Thornton.
Yeah. She's like, I'm part of Lucha Fight Club. Holy shit.
He taught me how to fight. Sean Thornton was a special guest this week. Look what he taught me.
The first thing about Sean Lucha Fight Club is never talk about Sean Lucha Fight Club.
It's like, crap, I talked about it. You must die.
Yeah.
Elbow right to the spinal cord.
All right, but that's it. Let's get started with video games.
We've got a lot
of shit on our fucking plates right now.
Well, before we go into that, did you hear?
No.
Well,
Did
you hear that?
Damn it!
President Bush releases memoirs, and it turns out a lot of the stuff that's in his memoirs was ripped out of other books.
Yes.
So that explains the chapter of him going to Narnia to save Hogwarts from the evil Voldemort.
Holy shit! That's pretty. Wait, fucking
wait,
impressive.
Wait! I thought he, while he was there, he picked up a jar of Angela's ashes.
No.
Too soon?
How about them lovely bones? No, I'm just
kidding. You know, and he's, you know, him and Hawk went down the Mystic River.
Yeah.
Down to the mountain at Mordor to drop the Lord of the Rings, and then met the Lord of the Flies at the same time, too.
And along with that, Ramona and Beezus were there.
You know, the one thing that I have to really say about the whole president thing, there's Mount Rushmore, and the whole fact that they actually said that there's one more spot to put a head up there.
Where?
Let's just think that George Bush does not want to fucking put his head up there. Because he's a fucking moron if he thinks that, and that ever will happen.
They'll probably put Obama up there just because he's the first black president.
Yeah, that would be because that would be an importance of, you know, breaking through the whole, you know,
racial barrier.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So.
But, you know, Obama was in the news yesterday.
Oh, man.
He got 12 stitches to his upper lip.
How?
Well, apparently.
Was it the guy from Treasury or something like that? The Treasury Department? I don't know.
Yeah, a bunch of the guys. They got together and they did a pickup game of basketball. I think it was the guy from the Treasury Department. Mm-hmm. When he went to turn, caught him in the lip with his elbow.
But he has a good defense on that factor. It's just because Obama plays like, you know, a basketball player should be. It's aggressive. Yeah. He's an aggressive motherfucker. And you know what? If you can't stand playing basketball and you can't take a couple elbows, then get the hell off the court.
I heard right after Secret Service tackled him and said, "We play football."
The president is down. Ah!
So guns were drawn. Medical assistance.
But I guess from a couple pictures that I saw, he's walking to the SUV to go to the hospital laughing.
He was just joking around about it. But I just think it's going to be kind of funny that now we have a president named Scarface. But oh, man.
You can call me Scarface.
Tony Montana would be proud.
Yeah. And he sits there and he looks at Russia and says, "Say hello to our little friend."
Red button.
No more Russia.
No, he doesn't have the official like nuke red button. It just has the fix it button from Staples. it just fixes communist Russia.
That was easy.
Yeah, that was easy.
It's like, let's go to Korea.
All right, let's fix the economy, dude. Oh, fucking sweet.
Korea's fighting with each other again. North Korea just dropped bombs.
I'm not surprised. I would like to actually. I would like to see a full scale war break out of that. And South Korea just fucking whip the shit out of North Korea because they're broke.
Finally, kick out Kim Jong Il, and then.
Are you talking about the whole Howard Dean?
Yeah, I messed up.
All right, South Korea's gonna go up to North Korea, and they're gonna kick some ass.
Thank you.
Okay, there you go.
My buddy's already over there. I mean, he's been stationed in Korea for like 2 years now.
Fun.
Now we just need Clint Eastwood's character in that fucking thing, and they take care of all the whole Korea incident again.
He'd walk all the way up there with just a six shooter. No, Kim Jong-il.
Congratulations.
And your mentally challenged looking child. Because I don't know if you guys saw the new pictures that came out.
Yeah.
They were in that event, and he was like this.
Yeah, he's retarded.
Yeah.
And they're like, he's going to be the new leader of their military. I'm like, wow.
In North Korea, if you thought you were fucked now.
Yeah. Well, God damn it, slap a helmet on him and give him a short bus.
Speaking of which, this is kind of funny because there's actually a game called Homefront that's supposed to be coming out.
Uh-huh.
And it's supposed to deal with North Korea. And South Korea actually, after Kim Jong-il dies, the son actually somehow reunites North Korea with South Korea and then starts, you know, bringing up the markets, has wars with Japan and everything like that.
Nice.
And then finally takes it over to America, and America becomes the new home front. So, yeah, I mean, hopefully by their time scale, it seems kind of almost realistic. But hopefully that doesn't really happen.
Yeah.
Well, but I would love to be rocking an AK-47 and fucking up some people.
Well, truth be told, I mean, you never know nowadays, considering according to them, we're all dead in 2012, too.
Well, yeah, but that's the inking friggin' thing. I just think they ran out of room on the calendar.
Well, here's the thing, too. They found out that the calendar is off by 50 years.
Yeah.
They probably should be 2062.
Well, that's cool, because, you know, we'll all be in our mid-70s.
We probably wouldn't give a fuck by then.
Yeah, it's like, you're little rippersnappers. It's like, you're all going to die painfully. No, we're not.
Nurse,
morphine.
I want to go out on a blaze of morphine.
And then, I'd be the jerk to get morphined up, sit there with an AK and just shoot at all the people running. It's like duck hunting.
I remember used to playing this game on the Wii.
Carbella should have done this.
All right, let's get started with video games.
Yeah. Well, they came out with a demo for Saw 2 Flesh and Bone. And the premise of this game is
Jigsaw.
No, you're not Jigsaw.
You're not Jigsaw. You're a recent victim of Jigsaw trying to escape from his puzzles.
Somebody didn't pay attention to the game.
Yeah.
I didn't point any fingers.
King Baby Duck. Blue Onic.
Okay.
You want to play a game?
No.
I would play a game of Grabath! Oh, jeez. Anyways.
Decimation.
So, but the whole setup with this game, when I went into it, it kind of got annoying because the first thing you got to do is what the character basically from the first movie had to do was cut out
from the second movie.
Was it second movie? Second movie. I'm sorry. I haven't watched the whole series lately, but just like the fact that you got to take a knife and cut out your, you know, the whole key out of your eye.
Why, do you hate yourself that much? Do you want to sit down and watch the whole series?
Yeah. I do. I'm going to buy the whole series as the collector's set up and just do that way, just because. Well,
if there was ever a woman that we hated with a passion, whose name we will not mention on the show, that we could strap down and force to watch all of them.
Yeah, there's a couple people, I guess.
Yes.
But anyways.
That'd be, you know, nice.
But the whole thing that dealt with this one was, I guess you start off in the room where you have that whole head clamping setup where it, you know, closes on your head. Mm-hmm. Of course, I fucked up the first time.
You fucked up the second time.
No, actually, I was able to get it the second time because I started going, oh, there's the friggin' TVs in the background. Oh, I have to tap it when it's on the TV. Right.
Right.
Yeah, so I kind of got annoyed with that whole fact. I mean, even when he caught, like, three-fourths of the way, he goes, oh, God, it does that little stupid camera, like, movement where he's just, like, flipping out about cutting into his head. And then after you finally finish that part, you get on to the... what was it? You went from there, you went into the room that you had to use the flashlight, correct? And then you're using the flashlight and light, and you're trying to get the combinations. You get into another room, which this other room has a mirror in it, and you have to see this symbol that's cut into
your eyes. No, that was the...
After you cut your eye, the symbol is next, and then you get to the room with the
flashlight. All right, anyways, that's what I was kind of confused with. The symbol that's cut into your chest, you got to do this little side puzzle game in order to get the door open, and then you get into that room, and then you find the code. But when I got onto after getting into that room, I walked in there, and all of a sudden the floor just drops out below me, and I die, and I didn't know what the fuck to do, and I just got to the point where I was too pissed off, so I stopped, but... I think Anvil, he was the one who got the furthest out of the three of us.
Yeah.
Just because of the fact that I just couldn't play the fucking thing anymore. Because
the part that I got stuck at was the part where you open up the door and the weight goes down and you got to press the buttons at the right moment. And I kept getting the sickle stabbed into me and dying.
Well, I was able, you know, to tap at the right moment, got past the sickle, went through into another room where, you know... You're making your way through, and the ceiling starts to shake, and when you gotta hit the button at the right time, you dive, because the ceiling collapses on you if you don't do it at the right time. Mm-hmm. I go into this other room, and I, you know, push the button for the elevator, because it says exit.
Yeah.
And there's a man in there,
mm-hmm.
covered with nails, and he's wearing a helmet with nails in it, and he's handcuffed. And his goal is to kill you, and your goal is to kill him. Winner survives.
And I guess what we're trying to do is have the guy covered in nails fall down the elevator shaft.
Yes, because it says, you know, he has to use brute strength, but brute strength might not always work. So, I mean, unfortunately for me, I'm standing in front of the elevator shaft, and the guy is just so slow that I couldn't get out of the way in time to have him run down. Because technically, he fell down, too.
Yeah.
So we both went down the elevator shaft, so...
That was the big problem I had with this demo, was the speed of your character.
Yeah, that's true. Well, but, I mean, he was kind of drugged and everything like that, so he had to be in that position.
Yeah.
But mm-hmm. I just feel that the fact is I think they should have gave you an option of playing Tobe and Bell. They should give you two separate plays.
But how would you do that?
Well, I mean, the Jigsaw. Well, the Jigsaw, all you have to do is you try to design an actual killing machine and put it in the room. And then you set it up in the domino effect. And if they survive that one, this is the next one that's coming up because they survive that.
Maze that they can't figure out.
They got to be so fucked up that they can't survive the next
one. It sounds like this old game I used to play Microsoft Windows on my old IBM computer, the Incredible Machine, where you would set up your... You would set up like these different things, like balloons and gears, and it would try to trigger something.
Yeah, well, see, what the way I wanted to do it is fucking Mousetrap, the board game, but in Saw setup.
Like, that was a great game.
I mean, how fun was that to, you know, you go through the game and it sets up the thing, and then if you get to the wrong place, bingo, you're caught. So this one, it seems that you've got to be the character that's, you know... trying to get out of the situation. I think that's kind of stupid because you can't really get intense or into the game. I mean, you can make your room as dark as you want to. I just don't think this game is going to be that scary. I mean, you're just going to sit there and go, button smash! And then, you know, like, hey, you got out. Wow, congratulations.
And you were saying that the sound effects in this game lacked the sort of realism that you were looking for.
Yeah, because when he's cutting into his eye, it sounded like, you know...
someone's fisting meat.
Well, actually, it kind of sounded like, you know, I had saliva in the corner of my mouth. I'm shooting it from side to side, you know.
You know, that kind of setup. And it just was, you know, it was a motherfucker that dealt with this kind of game. I mean, it was good, but you know.
The graphics could have been better, too.
Well, no, I mean, the facial expressions on the characters were pretty good, but...
I didn't notice how when the knife would go up to the eye, the pupils would go down.
Yeah, the dilation of pupils.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it had its own setup of it. I didn't get to play the original game and everything like that. I would like to see that and maybe even buy this and just do a full-out review because...
Maybe.
It might be a little bit different from the demo to the actual game.
Maybe there'll be checkpoints.
Yeah, but I feel like, you know, if you... Because when you play the demo, as soon as you die, it goes right back to the main screen.
Well, and that's
fucking bullshit.
That was bullshit, too, because you tried so hard and... Suddenly, oh, you gotta go back to the start of things. And I don't like that with demos. I wish that they would just keep the checkpoints, if there are any. If there aren't any checkpoints in the actual game, well, I'll be fucking pissed off at that.
Yeah, I mean, you'll be sitting there. I mean, this will be one of those games that's supposed to be like 3 to 4 hours long, but it makes it like 20 hours long because of the fact is every time you die, you go back to the beginning. And yeah, I can't really see myself playing that type of game. It would be fucking too annoying.
I agree. It'd be like, I wouldn't say it wouldn't be like the old 16-bit games where if you die you have to start from the beginning, because at least you get lives.
Yeah, exactly. But this one, not so much in favor of that.
I give it a 2.5 out of 5.
I'll give it a 3. I don't know what Anvil's going to think about it, because we've got the...
We got someone else that's joining us.
Very soon.
Very, very soon.
Along with that... What else do we got here? Well, we got the WiiWare demos, right?
Yes, they're finally doing WiiWare demos, which is something they should have done from the beginning.
Probably, yeah. They should have. That's the one thing they should have tried to keep up with. I guess they did this about a year ago or something like that, from what we heard.
As a test.
As a test, but...
And they did reviews of those, too, on this podcast.
Yeah, so that's the whole thing, is it took them that long to put up this setup in order to get anything done. It's kind of bullshit where...
Well, thankfully, they'll finally be doing this every Monday, from what I've heard.
Okay, that's better. But that's the only thing is the other setup that we heard is they will take it and just put it up every Monday, but then after the month, they'll just delete those games or something like that to put up the next couple games or something.
Right.
So, you know, with that said, what do we got for the WiiWare?
Well, the first game I tried out was called And Yet It Moves. And it's a puzzle game where you move the screen in order to get your character across safely to the end of the level. Yep. You can have the character move and all, but what you do is you like tilt the screen by you tilting your Wiimote.
Okay.
And kind of doing like a little bit of a pinball effect, but making sure that he lands safely.
Okay.
Otherwise, he shatters.
Yeah.
And I did have a little bit of issue with the controls because I found that the Wiimote was a little bit on the sensitive side.
All right,
like, I would try to turn to the left, and it would like turn the whole room fat quickly upside down.
Now, the quick thing I have to say about that is now with dealing with the control, does this have the Wii Motion Plus on it?
No,
or just regular, just a regular control?
Just regular.
So it doesn't have the whole setup that, you know, could go with it.
Right. And what you do is you push the A button, and that freezes time, and that's when you turn, and then that's when you let the guy fall after turn it. But even still, it's a bit of a pain in the neck trying to spin the room around.
Yeah.
But thankfully, you can actually adjust the sensitivity to it. So maybe if I put it like a little bit, would it be lighter or harder sensitivity?
Yeah.
It would be a little bit better. And the graphics of it are kind of artsy, but they kind of look like one of those Newgrounds games.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, you know.
They do a good job from time to time.
Yeah, they do, but it just depends on how much the person's willing to spend time to put the game together and make all the corrections and whatnot.
Yeah. And thankfully, there are checkpoints in this game.
Yeah.
So if you screw up halfway through, you'll go back to...
It's not like... to the point where Sonic the Hedgehog was, where you got to play and you'd have to hit checkpoints, but you had the lives in between, but it's kind of sucked as well. As soon as you lose the live, you go all the way back.
Right. I found it to be very good for the mind. Like, it's good challenging, because it's one of those trial and error sort of games.
Yeah.
So, altogether, I give the demo for this 4 out of 5, and I might buy the whole game just to check out how the rest of it is is going to be, because they're apparently different levels and different atmospheres, and it'll affect the character in some different ways.
I'm going to probably have to go and play it myself just to catch up with the actual WiiWare stuff that they're doing.
Right.
I mean, it just got to the point where every time I would go on my Wii, it just sucked because I was just like, okay, maybe they put something up this way. Oh, right, they didn't do it. Those stupid fucks. Why would you not do that? I mean, come on. I mean, what the hell's up with the commercials? They have the Japanese guys pop
up. We would like to play.
Yeah, exactly. So why the hell wouldn't you want us to play the friggin' demo games so we could go out and buy the actual games or something like that?
Well, it's just WiiWare demos for these games, but they don't have demos of the actual disc-based games, which is something that they really need to work on too.
Yeah.
But the problem is with that is that the Wii itself doesn't have as big a hard drive as a PS3 or the Xbox. So in order to actually download, say, the disk-based game demo games, you would have to have one of those SD cards.
Yeah, well, I mean, you can get a really big SD card nowadays for not too bad. But
yeah, I have like a, I think it's a 2 gig one.
I think I put a 4 gig in mine, actually. I'm not, I gotta actually check that out. But I think I got a 4 gig, you know, SD card in mine, so it's not too bad, I guess.
Okay, cool.
What else we got?
Now, the next game I tried out was called Through Space. And it was kind of like a 3D version of Tetris,
mm-hmm.
more from the perspective of, instead of shooting down this way, I'm trying to think of the best way. Is this horizontal?
No, horizontal is this way. Right. What are you doing?
All right,
you're a college graduate.
I always got that fucked up in college.
Horizontal.
Vertical. Okay. Instead of going down vertically, you're going down horizontally. Okay. And you're trying to go through, like, keyholes, as it were.
Ah, okay.
And while doing that, you earn extra points by collecting some diamonds in, like, certain sections of the hole. But you have to, like, control the actual piece as to how you want it to fit in there.
Yeah, exactly.
Whether it'll go in sideways or front ways.
So,
or
basically,
whatever.
You're playing a video game version of those damn kid toys where you have to put the wooden peg through or something like that.
That's exactly what it is.
Okay, that sounds about right. But does it have a setup where when you get to that point, if you don't do it correctly while lining it up, it blows up if it doesn't?
Yep.
Oh, okay. So you have to, you have to turn it correctly in order to get it into that hole right there and then, otherwise you're fucked.
Right, and you get 3 chances.
Oh, great.
So if you fuck up 3 times, nope. You gotta start all over again. And the graphics aren't too great. I mean, granted, it's a Wii title, but I think it could have added a little bit more to the background, because it's kind of bland.
Yeah.
It was kind of like, what was that game that we were playing at PAX East, where it was like the weird, we all had the Wiimotes.
The ball things or something. It was kind of, I don't know, it was some attack game, and I got pissed off at it.
Yeah.
I was not too impressed with it, but, I mean, I guess it would be a fun little game for 4 people to play all at once.
Yeah.
I just felt like it just was not my game.
I don't know how that game just popped out in my head, because I forgot about that game until I thought of the graphics.
Oh, no, I still had it in my brain. It was still fucking stuck in there somewhere.
Yeah. The game is fun. It could be a little bit addicting, and like And Yet It Moves, it's good for the brain.
I'm predicting 3.5 to 4. Somewhere around there. Somewhere in that
3.7 out of 5.
Okay, see, I knew it. Middle net. I knew it.
Now, the next demo I got to try is called Bit Trip Fate. Okay. And it's the latest in the Bit Trip series, where you control Commander Video, and he sets across this path which goes up, down, left, right, and you shoot opponents with, like, a laser gun.
Okay.
And it kind of looks like old-school 8-bit games, but more modern, kind of like what we were seeing the that artist that was playing with Minus Baby.
Oh, right, okay. See, now that's the thing, this Jet Rocket, right?
No, this is Bit Trip Fate.
Oh, Bit Trip Fate, okay. Keep going.
Like Minus Baby 2, the soundtrack had the chiptune to it.
Okay.
And what was cool, too, is when you blew up the villains, they would blow up to the beat of the song.
Ah. See, now, that's the whole thing is that I know that they're using, like, the 8-bit, the 16, or the 32-bit for the music and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I mean, look at where we are now. We have a ton of, like, you know, space. I mean, they should be able to create some new music now with that whole setup.
Well, yeah.
But it just seems like they're not doing it.
Well, they're
staying retro.
Well, yeah, there some games would rather stay retro. Like, look at the Scott Pilgrim video game. Considering the way that looked...
No, no, no. That one actually was respectable because the graphics weren't, like, you know, crappy and pixelated. Right. That one was, you know, an homage to the retroness of video games. But this one, I don't know. I just don't know.
Uh-huh. And I did have an issue with the controls because... Like in Yet It Moves, it was a little bit sensitive.
Yeah.
And way too repetitive for gameplay. All you do is really just push the shoot button and it fires everywhere. And it got really, really boring.
Yeah, so now the only other thing is I think maybe you got to see also if they have controller options on these. Just to make sure
The
sensitivity, because that might be one of the other issues that you might be having with the controller.
Yes.
But, I mean, besides that, it could be, you know, the actual game design itself. They haven't perfected to put it out there, and they have it set up specifically for their controllers.
And here's what I don't get. I like the other bit trip games in the series. And this one, for some reason, is getting, like, the best reviews out of all of them. Yet, I didn't like it. It got boring quickly.
Well, I mean, there's some people that like to do drugs when they're playing video games, and that's probably why. So, just to let you know that we're drug... No. We're drug-free here, so we know what the hell we're actually doing when we're playing video games. Except for me. I can't lie that I do drink when I'm playing video games, and it makes the game so much better.
But are you insinuating that the folks at Electronic Gaming Monthly and IGN are doing drugs while playing the BitTrip fate?
I think you have to in order to work for those companies. Just because.
Ooh, burn. But I do have to give it for their graphics and nostalgia type of thing, but it got repetitive for me. I'll give this game a 2.5 out of 5.
Yeah, doesn't sound okay. It sounds okay, I guess.
And the final game you got to try out was called Jet Rocket. And you take control of Jet, and you gotta fly up above and smash opponents and solve puzzles.
Wow. So, but now with flying and everything like that?
Before we go in, let's bring in our old friend who has finally arrived. He hasn't been on the show for almost a year now.
I also just damaged my leather coat while outside.
How'd you do that?
That's a long story. We're not going to get into that today.
Damn it, Anvil.
I went to put him in a chokehold.
What'd you do?
He went to put me in a chokehold and ripped it.
Yeah, because the sleeve was restrained, so it just... Poor. Mind you, it's also a 40-some-odd-year-old coat. So.
Shut up, you know how to sew.
No, I don't. I've been trying to learn.
She's Black Flame, everybody.
Yep.
It's a pleasure to be back, even if it is only for a moment.
Yes. So we were talking about the game Jet Rocket, and the graphics of this game are pretty impressive for a WiiWare title, considering it doesn't have the power of the Xbox or PS3. And it almost looked as good as, like, Super Mario Sunshine. Not as good as Super Mario Galaxy, but, like, Super Mario Sunshine.
Oh, okay, so it's not no Ace Combat.
Right.
Oh, okay.
And, like Super Mario Galaxy, it has a similar control style.
Oh, okay.
So, if you can play Super Mario Galaxy, you can play this no problem. And one complaint I do have with this game is the voice acting shoddy. It feels like that they are literally reading from the script. Like, oh no, the oceans are under attack. Go, Jet Rocket! You must go and save them!
Look out, it's coming right for us.
Yeah,
there you go. Alright, well, Anvil! Anvil! We need to get your pick of Saw. What you give it for the number?
Crap.
Okay, well, it's crap rating for Saw, for Anvil. There you go.
So... My issue with the demo was it was only 8 minutes, so I couldn't really get...
Into it.
But still, from what I heard, there's going to be over 5 hours of gameplay, and for $10, that's not too bad of a deal.
Yeah, but I'm hoping that they're actually going to start putting games that are actually on the shelf instead of just WiiWare setups.
Yeah, me too.
That'd be a little bit better.
So I'll give this a 3.8 out of 5.
All right. Alright, well, the next thing that we got going on here is the movies. We just saw Faster today, which basically is another reason why our title says Two Bullets to the Head and a Metal Plate.
Come in, Anvil! It's Faster time.
My movie section. I potentially have something to say for once.
Oh, shit.
Wait, you actually saw Faster?
No, I saw Tangled.
Oh, okay.
I'll let you guys talk first.
Alright, so Faster deals with the whole...
Dwayne Johnson, Billy Bob Thornton, and some British guy.
And don't forget our fair warden.
forward.
Anybody?
Tom Berenger. The sniper.
The man himself.
Yeah, but he was only in for that fucking part of the movie.
I know, I was kind of depressed.
I was wanting him on the friggin' cheese. It was bullshit.
I actually expected him to like pop up at the end and be like, butt rape!
Yeah. So, dealing with the actual theme of this movie, it's a whole setup where Dwayne Johnson is in the prison system and everything like that, and he's looking to get the hell out on that day. It's the day one of getting out and everything like that. He gets out, and they start kind of feeding you a little bit more of the story and what he's doing. So he goes basically on a killing rampage, but they don't start really explaining it until the fact that, you know, they start going...
halfway through.
Yeah. What really is going on is him and his brother robbed a bank.
Yeah.
And within robbing the bank, somebody set them up to kill them and take the money. And the brother actually got killed with... you know, the slice across the neck.
He got the neck smiley face.
Yeah, and then with Dwayne Johnson, he got shot right in the back of the head.
Yeah.
Just, the whole angle that they got him at was what made him survive. They pronounced him dead, but he kind of woke up right as they were pronouncing him dead.
And basically what happened was, he got shot in the back of the head, the bullet moved around the skull and out through the cheek.
And might I just say they did an awesome job with the scars in this movie.
And the graphics of when he got shot in the face, well, the head to the face was a pretty good, you know, actual setup that they did with the graphics.
Truth be told, when it comes to, you know, awards being given out, the makeup artist deserves one.
Yeah, that would be actually a pretty good reward right there.
Because everything looked real. They were showing pictures of people that, you know, like the Dwayne Johnson had beaten up.
Yeah.
And the scars looked real.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the actors...
well, maybe they actually let Dwayne Johnson beat the show. He's a rock, for Christ's sake.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know if, you know, pound me to my face was ripped clean open and stuff, but...
see, this is the thing is I want Dwayne Johnson to do a lot more movies like this because of the fact that he did the Tooth Fairy is just made him less of a man.
Well, and he did the Tooth Fairy and Game Plan.
Well, Game Plan, I give him respect on that
and
one.
And Return to Witch Mountain, too.
Yeah, well, Return to Witch Mountain was actually not a bad movie. I actually didn't mind.
Actually, remember, I did see Tooth Fairy, and I didn't think it was that bad. It was funny as all hell. I mean, if you remember, he was a hockey player that was called the Tooth Fairy for fighting and kept on knocking out everybody's teeth.
What are you looking at me for? I didn't see that movie.
Yes, you did.
I'm going to snap your thumb.
Yeah. Anyway,
I have nothing to sit on and rotate.
Thank you. So, what else do you want to say about this damn movie?
Well, basically, as the chase goes on, he learns where the people are. He kills some of them. He almost kills some of them and goes back and turns around and kills them again. And then there's one part where he actually lets someone live, and I could tell
right away. But that's because he friggin' turned over a new leaf, but it was bullshit. I would have put him down anyways.
Well, that's because he was a priest.
I would have blown off both kneecaps and then, you know,
stomped
the skull.
Anything that this has to do with me being an atheist and the priest that was a lookout guy, fuck that guy. Fuck him.
I mean...
he's dead.
How come to you, Doc? Granted, every time we want to murder somebody in cold blood, it's because they're a priest. It doesn't matter if they wear a collar.
No.
This dude was a lookout.
No, turn you in.
I was more thinking of the fact that it was more one of those Tyler Perry-style priests.
Well, do you know what? We're going to put a collar on you so when, you know, we kill people, you won't rat us out.
Right.
Right. You somehow actually sent me the
book. I don't think that's why you want to put a collar on him.
Hey. That's wrong.
That is wrong.
We're not going to have that discussion right now.
You know you missed
me. Yeah, we'll wait until after the show. But yeah, as it goes on, I mean, they had a sick car and everything like that. That
The 1966.
Wasn't it
1967?
67.
I know my old American muscle cars. That was a 67.
Yeah,
the headlights were different.
Yeah. Well, but anyways,
I grew up with helping my cousin rebuild cars. I remember.
All right, but
he likes to put a lot of oil on that shaft.
Hey, I'm not the one that, you know, buys vats of lotion.
No. We'll not mention that.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. We're not supposed to mention
it's
that.
It's not Vaseline. It's white knuckle cream.
Hey, what's that like? What's that like?
Yeah. Sure. Just because you have a standing order with BJ's. And unfortunately, you don't get one either.
So, I mean, with the whole game and everything set up, I mean, with the actual movie and everything like that, God damn it.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Do I need to start hitting him without him noticing?
Yes. You promised me you would do that.
Yeah.
I suggested that I might. I promise nothing.
Shades, you can say without me noticing, but I'm watching the camera.
Yeah, we got you on the camera too, so. So with the whole, you know, movie with Dwayne Johnson, I think he did a great job with the acting. I mean, he was able to show the fear and everything. I especially like the whole part where he goes and stands up against the Bill Bondsman's, you know, muscle man.
Yeah,
and
big Samoan.
And he's got this a sweet tattoo on his arm where it's like black lines and what he's done.
It's a Samoan tattoo.
Yeah, so as soon as he looked down, he went, oh, shit, he's a ghost. Fuck this, I'm out.
Yeah, because The Rock is part Samoan.
Yeah, well, that
Samoan is true. And Hawaiian, that's why all of his tattoos are old tribal warrior tattoos.
With the exception of the
the Brahma Bowl.
Yeah.
But he actually went to the University of Texas, so that's why.
But the only thing I have to say about this is...
No, he went to Miami.
No, dude, fuck this. Anyways, I'm trying to say that it's surprising that he's still not playing football because he was that, you know, jacked up and everything.
Yeah, but his knee injury.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one thing that will fucking kill you. But, I mean, what happened with the wrestling career?
He just retired.
Yeah, he just retired.
He enjoyed doing movies and wanted to go full-time into it.
Yeah,
that's why you see him in one movie here, but it was, you know, halfway decent, but he did a good job. And he stepped away from wrestling to get into real mainstream movies.
I think that's just because of Stone Cold left. He wasn't able to have that rival, you know.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's back probably, when we were kids right there.
Yes.
I haven't watched wrestling in 10 years, but that was...
Back in the WWF. I mean WWE, I'm sorry.
No, it was the WWE.
I know, but I have to say WWE now because, you know...
Back with Hawk and Animal wearing the goalie mask with the shoulder Federation pads. Has
fucked it all up.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, I want to be a kid again.
Yeah.
But I felt the movie was pretty good. It wasn't great. I mean, there were some areas that felt like you've seen it done better.
Well, or seen it done before, but
yes.
I mean, this whole setup, it seemed... I liked the actual movie. It was just one of those setups that you can go and see it and enjoy action.
Right. I'm actually going to probably buy this movie.
Yeah.
Probably not me.
Well, you can shut up then. We're going to leave you out of this for those watching at home. Why are you feeling me out?
He went for an arm part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel molested.
You are molested. Anyways, what did you feel about buying the actual DVD when this comes out?
Yeah, so I plan on, you know, going out and buying it because I really enjoyed it. Especially the scene where he's in the bathroom fighting.
Mm-hmm.
And he starts to do it and the guy's laying there. And they have that conversation and he rolls over. And you actually see the lips still quivering from the pain.
Yeah, they did. Because
when you get stabbed, you get the pain from the chest and his lip was actually quivering.
Now, from what I've heard, this is the first in a trilogy that they're planning.
I hope so.
But what can I do next?
Well, dude, look at what they did with Crank. I mean, shit, that was close enough to what this was supposed to be like. I mean, except without the actual drugs, sex, and rock and roll. This was just more like, fucking kill everybody that fucked with you.
I was worried seeing it, you know, being
drug, sex, and rock and roll,
CBS films. Yeah. Because when you see that, you think it's going to be like a made-for-TV style movie. But thankfully it wasn't.
Yeah, that's true. But I mean, what is it going to be? Faster 2 or what?
Faster! Well, remember, Daft Punk did make a song and there are four choices, so...
Yeah, that's true.
Harder, better, faster, stronger.
I mean, they're not going to do better.
Because I don't think you can get any better.
Unless
that would
be the third one.
Shot in the fucking head.
But they do harder and stronger.
Harder, stronger, and then maybe the last one will be better. Like, as in, he's finally met his match.
Or he's finally at peace.
Yes.
Not having to kill every fucking person he comes up to or wants to verse him.
But who says it's always going to be Dwayne Johnson?
Yeah, that's true.
You can move somebody else in who are fighting their demons.
Yeah.
Right. Well, no, Dwayne Johnson said he's going to be on board for a trilogy.
Yeah, but what it is it doesn't mean he's going to be like the main person.
Mm-hmm.
He could be trying to help out at this point.
Yeah.
You know, help them find peace or whatever.
Right.
But you have another main character fighting their demons and he's helping them.
Mm-hmm.
But, all right, so we don't know.
Do you want to just rate this bitch?
I'll give it a 3.5 out of 5.
I'll give it a 4.2 out of 5.
I give it a 4.5 out of 99. No, I'm kidding. Out of 5.
Yeah, so, yeah, I mean, it was a good movie all around, I guess. All
right.
All right, so, just sports.
No, wait.
No,
I have something to say.
You mean Tangled?
Yeah.
You're allowed to talk?
No, oh, jeez.
Shut the fuck up.
Bad dog.
We're all gonna die.
Actually, you would.
So tell us about Tangled, because this was the other movie that we were considering, but he went, no Disney movie.
I'm done with fucking Disney movies, alright? I'm done.
I saw it opening night, with an entire crowd of...
Little fucking kids.
No.
What?
There was 3 people in front of us, I was with 1 friend, and there was 2 people behind us.
Whoa.
That was the entire theater.
Oh, I would have been happy with that shit.
Yeah.
Did you go and the next oldest person's in first grade?
No. There was no one who was quote-unquote Disney age.
Whoa, what's quote-unquote Disney age?
Are we talking about the Shrek level of Disney age, basically?
Yeah, because Shrek, appeals to our age.
Because if you're 60, you'll love that movie.
Well, that's what I'm saying, quote-unquote.
But then we have
I love that donkey!
But then we have this guy who's like 40 that comes into the hospital and works there wearing a Disney sweatshirt, and he's in his wheelchair drooling everywhere.
The reason I said quote-unquote is because what you would think Disney age, the young audience, the young
5 to 11.
Yeah. I mean, the youngest person...
But what if a 12-year-old wants to watch it?
The youngest person there was easily 18, 19 years old.
Did you find them on a short bus?
It's those goddamn 19-year-old kids that are still trying to grasp for their 13 to 10-year-old...
Mind you, this was a midnight opening. All the small kids are in bed.
Where do you live?
I live somewhere respectable. Where do you live?
I live in the ghetto.
we're in the ghetto.
Poop sirens and, reggaeton.
Anyway.
I miss you, Shades. You need to come back more.
Ew, he slobbered on me.
You learn that he does
that's
that.
What she said.
Get him some gas money.
That's why you stick your hand in your pants beforehand and you...
I don't need to hear about your version of foreplay, my friend. Anyways, Tangled.
It's from Mallrats.
I know Mallrats. It was supposed to be pretzels. The chocolate pretzels. Stupid fuck. Never mind. Just go.
Moving on.
Tangled.
This movie had me in hysterics almost the entire time. I spent pretty much the entire movie either laughing or at the very least smiling.
Because your face... Did it get to the point where you were laughing so hard
that
later on your face was...
My face hurt from being happy for too long.
Oh, okay. So
whoa.
I know.
I've dealt with that situation.
What did you do with Shades?
It hurts.
That's what I asked myself at one point.
Were you getting...
No.
What?
I know.
No?
Damn.
What about a Blumpkin?
No!
It's completely innocent. It's just... It's a hilarious movie. It's the tale of
Rapunzel,
told through someone else's eyes, mostly. It's
Told through the guy that Zachary Levi plays.
So the hero?
Ryder. Oh, he's not a hero.
Okay, anti-hero.
He's a common thief who happens to stumble across her tower while trying to escape from a horse that thinks it's a dog and is smarter than anyone else in the movie.
So he's Prince of Persia, basically.
No. He's not nearly that cool.
Oh, okay.
They never get my nose right.
Yeah. Oh, this is horrible. They never get my nose right.
Yeah.
Really, my sole complaint with the entire movie is Disney songs have gone so downhill.
That's what a lot of people have been saying.
Remember back when we were kids? Aladdin, yeah. Beauty and the Beast.
Can show you the world.
You know, good quality songs. Whether you like it or not.
Wait. Don't you fucking dare.
We're not turning this into a musical episode.
Wait, one more. We have the classic.
Matata!
Get the fuck off me!
What a wonderful phrase!
No, we have the class.
Look at what I'm... No! No! Oh, and then,
I'm gonna start smacking people. But
there is no God.
But,
I could have told you that one.
No shit.
Disney music has, gone very pop. And it's gone.
I'm writing that down.
And worse, it's gone low quality pop, in my opinion.
Well, the thing is, the person who wrote the music for this Britney also Spears. Wrote the music for The Little Mermaid.
Really?
What?
Yes,
he did good in The Little Mermaid.
He was high while he did Little Mermaid.
Okay. It's been 20 years too.
Yeah, no, I know, but it's the quality of music in the movie is just so much less than when we were kids.
Maybe they should have gotten Randy Newman like they did with The Princess and the Frog.
I didn't say that one, so I can't make a comparison.
Great music in that.
Okay. But it's there was only one song I enjoyed, and that's because I got... it wasn't a... We're singing because it's a musical. It's We're singing because we're all crazy. And this guy's singing because if he doesn't, we're going to start hitting him with our swords.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're all singing about how they have a dream, and, you know, these thuggish brute dudes, and one of them collects little porcelain unicorns.
What the fuck?
One of them who has a hook for his right hand wants to be a famous pianist.
So it's Captain Hook.
Asshole.
From Shrek.
So it's Captain
Hook. Wait, now hold on. Disreputable looking.
Was there a cross-dresser? There had to be one.
There was not a cross-dresser. I'm there surprised. Was a mime.
Oh, there was a mime?
Yeah. And
did the mime die at the end?
No.
Oh.
He actually helped a lot.
What do you do? Tell him the secrets?
No. No, guards are chasing Ryder, and this mime just stands in front of them and starts doing this, and they're just like, what the hell is going on? And I should have to walk away from the camera.
Yeah
see?
He's chasing. It's been too long. Last time I was here, there wasn't a camera.
Was he going like, oh my god, no, there's a box there!
He was doing the boxing.
We are stuck! Oh.
No. He was doing the boxing, and they just went, what is going on? And then he just points to the side, looks, huh? Turn, look down the hallway to the right. The guy who collects the unicorns is charging them like a bull. He also has a metal helmet on, much like the Black Knight from Monty Python.
Oh, nice.
So he just bowls through them like a bowling ball through pins. But this movie had me in hysterics. It is a great movie. I encourage anyone to go see it. I give it 4.5 out of 5 simply because there were a bunch of times where the music just really irked me.
Okay.
Well, at least it wasn't in 3D.
I'm surprised because it's Mandy Moore, too.
It was in 3D.
I'm glad it's not 3D.
No, it was.
It was 3D?
Yeah, it looked pretty good.
You gotta be
shitty. No, dude. They're getting really good about their 3D. They're going for inward depth instead of in your face.
Well, because of the fact that when we watched Megamind, was it in 3D? Yeah,
we didn't see it
in 3D.
No, that's good.
We saw it in 3D.
Saw in 3D was actually
they were using
absolute shit.
Stuff jumping out at you, though, I'm guessing.
No,
there wasn't even anything.
No, there was a saw blade. There was a fire in the
hacksaw. Yeah, the saw blade. But all I could say is there should be false advertisement because of the fact is when they show you the people in the movie theater, it looks like the actual armor is around their body.
They showed one
bullshit
boob, but it doesn't count because she'd just been split in half and they showed the boobs. So
yeah, exactly.
It's a dead boob. Dead boob don't count.
But no, 3D for the sake of depth is good because it gives you a more realistic visual as opposed to 3D where stuff's coming out because that just damages your suspense of disbelief by reminding you that you're sitting in a theater.
Yeah.
I'm waiting this for them to do a fight movie. Yeah. With the in-depth 3D.
In-depth?
Yes.
Yeah. That would be good. Like this, the 3D was good. It really gave you kind of a feeling of the expanse of space because your eyes had a concept of depth in the picture.
Yeah.
So that tower didn't just look a lot, you know, that tower wasn't just, okay, is that a big tower in a really big field or a small tower in a small field? It was, that is a big tower in a freaking big field.
Yeah.
But I think probably one of my favorite characters in this entire movie was the horse.
Yeah.
He's apparently part bloodhound. He goes nose to the ground and starts sniffing around to track Ryder.
What the fuck?
He is also more intelligent than anyone else in this movie.
Well, that's just not a surprise.
Yeah.
So he's like the horse in Dudley Do-Right.
Basically.
I dare say he's even cooler than that horse, and I love Dudley Do-Right. I grew up with Dudley.
Wait, you mean the Brendan Fraser movie?
No,
that's the original Bullwinkle.
I know.
Man, that was the shit.
Yeah, I choose to ignore the remake as well as most of the newer episodes. I'm not a fan. But anyways, so 4.5 out of 5 for Tangled. I definitely suggest y'all go see it. It's great, all ages. Your kids are gonna love it. Your parents are gonna love it. You're gonna love it.
Okay.
Awesome.
Thank you.
All right.
And now we're on to sports, and Shades disappears because the only balls he knows are the ones in his pants.
Whoa. Yeah.
Wow.
At least I don't know about another man's balls.
Well, actually, those are the pair that get slapped in the face with, but we're not gonna discuss that one.
Yeah. Walk. Well, let's keep going. What the fuck.
Okay, dude.
Come on, any freaking time, sweetheart.
I'm laughing. Shut the fuck up.
Stop laughing and talk.
Grant, sweetheart.
IPFL. All right, so let's jump into football real quick. The Patriots played last week against their arch rivals, Well, second arch rival.
Motherfuckers.
When they took on the Indianapolis Colts of Indianapolis, Indiana. Okay, I'm just being an asshole with that one. When they took on Peyton Manning in Foxborough, they won 31-28 in a good, hard-fought battle, balls to the walls, against, you know, the two best quarterbacks of the decade, head-to-head. I circle this game on my calendar every year, because that's what I'm talking about. These two never disappoint.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the Patriots won that one, and then they came...
Well, let's just talk a little bit about this one, because of the fact that I had to watch it. It seemed like that it was in the point where it was back and forth a little bit at the starting, but when it was coming down to the end, Patriots had them. Had them. Had them by the fucking balls, where they were down, like, at 7 or 14 or something like that. And then it got to the point where they jumped up to where they were, like, 28. And they could have taken it easily if they didn't get that interception.
Yeah.
It just, they could have gone.
James Sanders picked him off with 31 seconds left in the game to seal it, but I mean...
But you know what? That caught that he got, remember how we were on that whole fucking winning streak and everything like that? Yeah. Going to the Super Bowl and everything and whatnot? That was one of the fucking catches that they could have made that time, and we would have won that fucking
Asante Samuel let the ball go right through his hand.
Exactly.
Leading to, you know, David Tyree making that catch off his helmet. And, you know, Plexico Brass catch in the game-winning touchdown that kept us from winning a Super Bowl. Moving on, we played again on Thanksgiving against the very, very sad Detroit Lions. But they gave us a run for our money coming out of the first half. They were beating us. But then Brady stepped it up, was nearly perfect in the second half. We wound up taking a victory on that game, 45-24. Threw two touchdown passes to Deion Branch, two to Wes Welker, and Ben Jarvis Green Ellis rushed for two more. Tom Brady basically had a perfect quarterback rating for the second time in his career. Last time he did that was back in 07 when he threw six touchdown passes against the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah.
So now we're leading up until the very good game. A week from this Monday, the Patriots take on the New York Jets. Basically, winner take all. They're both tied. This is divisional. We beat them. We win the division. And we're sitting pretty in the playoffs. We're looking at a first round bye and home field advantage throughout the playoffs, which could be an easy ride to the Super Bowl from there.
Yeah, as long as we,
but I mean,
probably play our defense.
But that game is on the 6th of December. That's a Monday night game. So Monday night game. Then we got Chicago Bears, Green Bay Packers, Buffalo, and Miami Dolphins.
Yeah, so I mean, our season's looking pretty stout.
You mean the Cantuna?
Yeah, basically.
Sun kiss.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's
jump over to basketball real quick.
Oh, you bastard!
Yeah, I am a bastard. That's the name of the show. Get it right.
Set up that way, you fucker.
The Celtics played last night against the Toronto Raptors. Rajon Rondo came back from an injured hamstring to have 14 assists, leading the Celtics to another victory.
Was that an overtime or not?
No, that was regulation.
Okay. That was regulation because I thought they were in this whole phase of.
We won 110-101.
Because they had a whole setup where they were losing at a couple of games in a row, but of course, seeing with basketball, there's so many fucking games, it doesn't really matter how many you really lose in the middle of it. It just comes down to the end is when they really give a shit. Yeah. Okay. So right now they're 12-4. They're 12-4.
Yeah. So now.
What?
What's so funny?
Nothing. Nothing.
Come on, motherfucker. A few marbles he had left.
I actually have some left. Our next game is against the Cleveland Cavaliers, November 30th, which is this Tuesday, the same day the show's put out. So if you listen to the show, watch the game. I mean, Cleveland's not the same without LeBron James, but they still beat us last time we played them. So
yeah, that's true.
Let's go out there and get redemption for that loss.
But speaking of which, with LeBron James and the Heat, they're fucking up.
What do you mean? They're not even contenders anymore.
That's what I'm
saying. You take three of the best players in the game, put them together, and they suck more than a $2 whore on welfare.
You know what it is? Okay, how many people have ever seen the show The Fairly Odd Parents?
God damn it, we're comparing this to a fucking Cartoon Network.
You cannot bring cartoons in the middle of Cartoon Network. No, I will shank you.
No, we have to.
No,
because there's a one episode.
No.
There's a one episode. Oh.
I'm just teasing TikTok. I'm distracting him.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
No, and we're not. So, moving on.
No. The thing is, with LeBron James... The thing with LeBron, with the whole thing is, there's this episode of Fairly Odd Prince where Timmy Turner wishes he can be tall enough to play basketball, and he goes onto a team, and all the players are all going, it's my ball, it's my ball, it's my ball, and it wound up being the worst team in the NBA. That's exactly what's fucking happening to the Miami
Heat. We just went from 100,000 viewers to one.
You shouldn't fucking say that, because of the fact is, if they figure that out, then we're fucked. But for the fact that they do hog the shit out of the friggin' ball, yeah, that's their
They point. Have the potential of being one of the most dangerous teams in the NBA and winning for a very long time. But
they just don't have the smarts that how the Boston Celtics were able to do it and get everything they put together.
They're playing hog ass with each other.
Look, you have three guys that love to feel balls in their hand. I'm sorry. It's not my fault.
Well, they need that new axe ball cleaner.
No, that image is your fault.
Huh?
No, but that mental image is your fault.
Hey.
Thanks, asshole.
That's the whole aspect that I need to go out. So let's jump over to the Bruins real quick.
Finally.
They played yesterday against the Florida Hurricanes, and they lost 3-0.
Yeah, they didn't do so hot on that game, and we forced ourselves to watch it all the way through, just to the very last second.
But, I mean, we did just come off a win where we won 3-1. So, I mean, it's give or take. We're still up there in our division. We're second in the division. By only a couple of points, and we're still two games back, so it's okay. Plenty of hockey to be played. Plenty more violence.
Yeah, because there was a good couple of fights and everything like that was going on in the actual rink. But whatever.
And now this past week, we got a chance to watch UFC 123.
There you go.
Which we saw Quentin Rampage Jackson beat Lyoto the Dragon Machida by split decision, which when they interviewed Jackson after, he said, I shouldn't have won. I'm surprised the judges made a mistake. And he's the one that wound up winning.
Yeah, look at this. 28-29, 29-28, 29-28.
The 28-29 was the one for Lyoto the Dragon Machida, and then 29-28 were the two for Rampage. But the judges both had the fight close. It's just...
Yeah.
They couldn't figure out who to give it to. Now, the one that I really enjoyed watching was the BJ Penn fighting Matt Hughes, the rubber match. They each had a fight. This was it. BJ comes out and knocks out Matt Hughes in 21 seconds.
The way it should have been, like the last time when we watched it.
Yes. I mean, it was a great fight. BJ, get back up there, fight Frankie Edgar again and reclaim your title.
Yeah, exactly.
Frankie's a bitch.
Yeah.
Then we have Miquel Falcoa versus Gerald Harris. Harris loses by unanimous decision, 29-27, 29-28, 29-28. Also, Phil Davis fought Tim Bouchette, defeating him.
Yeah, bullshit.
Bullshit.
Yeah, basically. Bullshit. Kimura. Was defeated by the Kimura. Second round, 2 minutes and 55 seconds.
The
Kimura? Don't we show you what Kimura is?
It's like the Kama Sutra, but backwards. Anyways.
Yeah, you get no sexual pleasure.
How do you do that?
It's like the chicken wing, but backwards.
And then George Stratopoulos fought Boston's own Joey Lozon. And Lozon wound up losing by submission. Kimura as well. Second round.
Fucking up.
2 minutes and 43 seconds. But you can say he fucked up. But when he got a chance to fight in front of a hometown crowd,
he fucked some people.
He won. And that's embarrassing the guy that walked into the weigh-in, handed him a cake.
Oh, the cake guy, yeah.
And said, sorry for your loss.
Yeah.
So somebody tried to embarrass him in front of his own hometown crowd with a cake, and Boston boy wound up winning.
All right, so this is the fight card
for 124. Now, for Saturday, December 11th, UFC 124. Let's move to the bottom real quick.
I don't want to go all the way down to the bottom.
Well, you know where I'm talking
about.
All
right, fine. Let's go.
Well, I mean the whole thing.
All right, here we go. Let's go. Let's see right here.
Okay, so Mark Boczek versus Dustin Hazelett.
Who the fuck is that? We don't know.
There are no names. But then we got John Howard versus Thiago Alves. Now, that's going to be a good fight. I'm an Alves fan, 22-5 in his career. That's where it is. We're going to see some good slugging. Let's see. I'm going to give that one to... Alves. Now, Mark Danzik versus
Joe Stevenson.
I hate this guy because he fights under the nickname of Daddy. Joe Daddy Stevenson.
Bullshit.
The only reason I know is, you know, I get Title MMA magazine. He's in there. He's a bitch.
Look at his freaking record. He's got 36 wins 11. And 11 losses. Fuck that guy. And
let's go Danzig. Come on.
Yeah, Danzig has a 28. That seems a little bit better on that in that sense.
Next fight is Jim Miller versus Charles Oliveira. I mean, Oliveira looks like he's going to, you know, take it with the 14-0 record. Jim Miller's at 18-2.
Why does the next guy look like the Colonel from Avatar?
He kind of does. I was thinking that.
He just needs a scar on the side of his head. God. He does.
Next fight is Stefan Struve versus Sean McCorkle. 10-0 versus 23-4. It's going to be a tough one, but I'm going to give it to Struve.
Yeah.
And then the one that I've wanted to see for a long time, but unfortunately this fight card looks like a piece of shit, so I won't pay for it.
So it would have been better if this was free and it was off in, like, you know, Germany or something. Unfortunately,
it's a title fight. Because the challenger.
Now, is this that whole thing with the UFC? The
Ultimate Fighter. Yeah, these are the two coaches you see. The bitch, Josh Koscheck with his beach blonde hair, you know. Thinking he's a real man.
He's thinking he's like Tito Ortiz. Fuck him.
He's like, I'm so pretty.
I'm just hoping that with George St. Pierre, he's going to go in and just drop
him. I didn't announce him
too yet. Fucking bad. I beat you to it. Stop it.
It's my fight card, bitch.
No.
Is this devolving into fisticuffs?
Yes. Maybe later.
Okay.
And then the reigning champ, George Rush St. Pierre, brings his Muay Thai skills and his great ground game. You know, I got to give it to the
champ. He's a well-rounded fighter.
20-2 in his career. He doesn't lose often, as you can tell.
Yeah.
But he can take one hell of a beating.
Mm-hmm.
And he's already beaten Koscheck once.
I think that's the hardest thing with the referees with him, because you don't think he's gone, and then he'll just come back and just beat the shit out of
but
something.
That's, you know, why the referees give him the benefit of the doubt, because he's been pounded out, and it looks like he's out, and the guy goes to celebrate, and he just reaches up, grabs him, and, you know, submits him. It's like, but he was out!
Yeah.
But he wasn't.
All right, but to switch over to the lower end. All right, part of now UFC.
These are the fights I'm really looking forward to.
All right, we'll start from the bottom here.
All right, this is December 4th, Strikeforce.
Next week, right?
December.
Well, yeah. December 4th.
Yeah, December 4th.
You have Valentin Overeem, which is the current Strikeforce heavyweight champion's little brother. Alistair Overeem's little brother.
I'm sorry, but is that a shit friggin' record, or is that a shit friggin' record?
28-25. Oh, and he's stuck taking on Bigfoot Silva at 14-2.
Yeah,
I also love that one of these two people doesn't even have a pitcher. Just saying.
Well, that's Strikeforce for you.
Yeah, a lot of them don't have them. A lot of the females aren't even listed.
Wow.
Then you have Paul Daly, which, you know, me and him have seen before.
All right, there's something missing. Where's the one with... What's his
Herschel
name?
Walker.
Yeah, there's no
The
Herschel.
Walker's fight's not here.
He's supposed to be fighting, all the way down. He's supposed to be fighting Scott Smith. Ooh, what the fuck is up with this?
We're going to have to look into that.
Yeah, we're going to have to look into that.
Yeah, because it says it right here. Football legend and unbeaten MMA fighter Herschel Walker will return to the cage.
Yeah, well...
that's supposed to be the co-main event.
Strikeforce is fucking up again.
Well, they always do that. Next one is Big Robbie Lawler versus Matt Lindland. I'm going to have to give it to Robbie Lawler.
Yeah, he looks promising.
Now, this is the one where everybody loves to laugh at me over. You have Dan Hendo Henderson taking his 25-8 record into the cage against a man with a 36-8. Now, man's won 11 more fights with the same amount of losses. Where do you think this is going to go? So, let's just, you know, announce my fighter and my prediction for the win in Babalu So Brown! Thank you. I'm sorry. I had to.
I think it's because you just like saying his...
Babalu.
Babalu.
You just like saying...
Reminds me of Jungle Book.
Mm-hmm. But his real name is Renato Sobral, so Babalu is just his middle name. Nickname.
His name. Do you know what? One of my favorite fights that I watched Babalu fight in, he got knocked the fuck out.
Yeah, which one was that?
When he took on Chuck the Iceman Liddell.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That was a great fight. Don't you dare...
Don't you dare.
You play one fart noise, I will kill you.
Dead.
We have a knife in the room, and I will use it.
Fine.
So
apologies for bringing something
that is a kitchen,
me up. So. True.
Right.
True. So, I mean, there was a, you know, that's a great fight card. I'm actually looking more forward to watching Strikeforce than UFC next month. So I'm going to give Strikeforce the edge this month. granted, I do plan on watching the finale of Ultimate Fighter because I'm a fan.
Yeah.
And I'm calling out Dana White. Let us fat people in.
Yeah, let the super heavyweights, or call them Omega heavyweights or something. I don't care. Yeah,
give us a chance to sit there and make our money.
Yeah.
Coming in, and that's a huge bitch category.
And here's the champion. That's a huge bitch.
They can bring in Butterbean. No, I'm just kidding.
Butterbean's done.
Butterbean's done. Yeah, I know,
but I'm just saying, like, somebody like Butterbean could be a motherfucker to bring into the actual cage.
I know. But yeah, I'm all set.
Wish sports, yeah?
Yeah.
I think we're done.
I think we're spent for
the
day.
Let's stick a fork in us. We're done.
All right. Remember, check out our website at bostonbastardbrigade.com for recent news, reviews, podcasts, episodes, and videos featuring members of the B3 crew.
Yeah, we're also on myspace.com/BostonBastardBrigade. Yeah, we're also on Facebook, too. So just type in Boston Bastard Brigade up at your search bar on the top, and you'll find us.
And don't forget our sisters at the Electric Sisterhood at esh.mobi. Go over, show some love. And while you're there, check out Geek Aggro.
And remember, if you have any questions or comments or ideas for us, for things to do for the podcast show or for the website, you can reach us at thebastards@bostonbastardbrigade.com.
And don't forget to keep an eye on our website for news on the upcoming
little event that we're still trying to plan,
but
yeah,
we're hoping for last week or two of January.
Yep.
So yeah.
I think that's about it. So, tune in next week. Until next time, this is King Baby Duck.
This is Bulonic.
This is Anvil.
Saying sign off. And, yes, that's right. Come in.
Pretty sure I'm not technically a member of this crew anymore.
Yeah, you are. You're a bastard
for life. Black name.
You're a bastard for life.
Yeah.
Well, that's just because I'm a bastard, though.
Saying sign out, bitches.
We are the bastards.
Fuck you, bitches!